This project begins with the paint program, and if you're looking at the screen as I am, you would need a double-headed diagonal arrow on the lower right corner and drag the window to its full screen. At this point, we need to create a rectangle. So I'm looking at the rectangle tool. Tooltip comes up indicating the rectangle tool. I'm clicking on it. And in the center of my screen, I'm going to produce a black rectangle. I want to color that, so I'm using Fill with Paint. The default foreground color is black, and the default background color is white. Background color is color 2, and the foreground color is color 1. So the Fill with Paint tool allows me to color that black. Next, I need you to go to the Select tool, and we need to get the Freeform Select tool. Secondly, the same location in the image section, the Select tool, and make sure that you select Transparent Selection. At this point, we are now going to make some irregular cuts into this black rectangle and bring them with the move arrow up. In this case, I need to copy that image. It's still selected, so I'm copying it. And I am going to delete it by hitting the delete key, and I'm going to paste it back. It's over here now. I'm bringing it in position. It is still selected. And again, now we're going to rotate the object a certain way. In this case, it's going to be a flip. From the top, it'll be a vertical flip. And then we, with the move arrow, can bring it back into position. If you did not do the copy, cut, or delete, and paste, the image will distort, and you will look at something that doesn't reflect a positively negative design, which is the nature of this activity. So from this point forward, you're free now to go to each area with the Freeform Select tool and Transparent selected, and bring the item up. Go to copy, copy it. Hit the delete key on your keyboard, go to paste, and paste the item back, bring it into position. It's still selected, and at this point you can rotate and do another vertical flip and bring this back into position. So we're going to progress throughout this activity with a couple of these on each side. As we progress through the activity, and we're now approaching the selection of items from the sides, using, again, the Freeform Select tool, set it transparent, you do a different type of flip. So instead of doing a horizontal flip, which is typically done at the top and bottom, you're doing a vertical flip. So here's an item that's selected from the left side. I am now going to copy the item. I'm going to delete it by hitting the delete key, and I'm pasting it. And I'm bringing it down, and in the rotate section, while it's still selected, I'm going to do a horizontal flip and bring it back into position. From this point, with the selection of the Freeform Select tool, set it transparent, I'm just going to grab a final piece from the bottom. Bring it down. I'm going to go up to the ribbon and copy it. Hit delete on my keyboard. And then I'm going to paste it back. Bring it down in position. And I hope you realize at this point that the rotate will involve either a horizontal or a vertical flip. I'm going to try horizontal. That doesn't appear to be correct. I'm going to do the undo. I'm going to redo it. I'm going to have to select it again. This time, I'm going to do a vertical flip. and I have to do a horizontal flip. And now it should be back in position. And I think it's going to look something like that. And this is the positively negative design project. And at this point, you need to do a file, save. So from here, I'm going to do a file, save as, and we'll save it as a JPEG image. That'll be fine. You may lose some of the characteristics of it. And you're going to save it in your documents section of the computer into your CT folder. I don't have a CT folder here, but I can create one. Folder. CT. Then I double click the folder and the name of this, where the file name is. Positively negative design. And I'm saving it. Okay, so this is now saved in my CT folder. The final part of this activity will involve uploading the saved product to digital portfolio. That begins by, first of all, opening up your digital portfolio, putting your username and password in, and then logging in. At this point, you will see, as you scroll down a little bit, a link called Positively Negative Design. You will click the Add button, which is the plus sign in a round green circle, and at that point, you have to put. I have to re-log in to TST. So this is a dummy account. And here I am. So I'm in the account. The title is again, I'm at Positively Negative Design. I'm clicking the Add button. At this point, the default name is in the title, Positively Negative Design. That should appear automatically without you typing that in, as long as you're in the right location. Next, you're scrolling down to the bottom of the page and looking at the word Browse, clicking that button, and looking for your CT folder, which is in the Documents section of your computer. Mine is located right there. I'm opening that up. I'm double-clicking Positively Negative Design. The default name ends up in the Browse window here. And then I'm going to click Save and stay on this page. At this point, if you scroll to the bottom of the page, the right side you have a scroll bar, you should see an image that you just saved, as I can see mine. And that is the activity successfully completed.